We have come to this first Saturday of the month of August, the eighth month of the year. And there are many, many things that are celebrated today. I just mentioned a couple of them. Of course, first of all, it is first Saturday. And we need to reread those conditions which go along with first Saturday. In addition, of course, we have the feast, the commemoration of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. For the first Saturday is about the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And then also today, we celebrate the feast of St. Peter in Chains. It's not in your Missal, but it is in the Martyrology. And, of course, this commemorates the fact that St. Peter, who was bound by chains, the angel came to him and the chains were loosened and they fell to the ground. And of course, if we have something important or precious, we're not going to just leave it behind. So because of this, whether it was the angel or St. Peter, and then later on given to the apostles, the chains of St. Peter, which are holy, sacramental, in a very special way holy, because they held bound the first vicar of Christ on earth, St. Peter the Apostle, the fisherman. And this is handed down, and it is in a church in Rome near the Colosseum. And there you can come, you can see the chains, and above it is the magnificent statue of St. Moses, the lawgiver, and other prophets all around the glass enclosure of the chains of St. Peter. In addition, also, it is a feast that is always very dear to my heart. It is an Old Testament feast, but which, of course, the Masons and heretics have gotten rid of. It is a feast of the Holy Maccabees. Of course, you remember that about the 4th century or so, the church set the books of the Scriptures, the Bible. And among those books, the last book of the Old Testament are the first and second books of Maccabees, which are the history of the church in the Old Testament, already being persecuted. And in the 4th century or so, the Jews decided to get rid of it. There were too many things in there that talked about the tenets of our faith, the dogmas of our faith, the church, the reality of purgatory, the sacrifice, and that we must offer sacrifice for the souls in purgatory, and more things. You can look it up for yourselves if you don't know it. And then, of course, it is the vigil of the feast of the great modern-day doctor of the Church, St. Alphonsus Maria de Liguori, who taught us so many, many things and repeated so many things to us. It is a very good idea for those of you who haven't, for those of you who have, to reread the books of St. Alphonsus de Liguori concerning the Eucharist, the priesthood, and the Blessed Mother, and so forth, many of the tenets of the faith about which he wrote most lucidly and most beautifully. And it is important for us to remember that as Catholics, it is our obligation to continue to study the mysteries of our faith, the dogmas and doctrines of our faith. And it is these things, like the works of St. Alphonsus Maria de Liguori, that help us to do so in a very easy and wonderful way. So today, we have many things to celebrate. And so today, again, we consecrate ourselves to Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of Mary and beseech her to intercede for us and to help us, to cleanse us of our sins, and to bring us to eternal life through Jesus Christ, her Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.